And in upcoming shows, we're going to try to merge our discussion of the need to develop certainty by means of a common, authentic, earth-based language in order to flesh out our picture of a future premised on abundance instead of scarcity with our discussion of infrastructure redesign. And on this last point, I just want to say that it might forward our discussion if instead of saying the state, we begin to use the phrase the aggregation of power. I believe that our authentic lives, our beauty, are sacrificed when we don't think and live consciously, which is necessarily the case when we're prevented from examining the assumptions that structure our lives. And I hope we'll start asking ourselves what we are when we are not self-determined, self-created. And I believe our authentic lives are sacrificed when we're born into hierarchy, into multiple layers of scarcity, kept dancing on a leash, leaping for a minute share of what's ours by birth, the earth's abundance, kept artificially scarce by making a market of it. But the threat to all life now demands that we fight our way to the truth, whatever else we do, that we reclaim our lives, our thoughts, our minds, and direct them to creating and continuously testing a social world that works for everyone, i.e. creates the terms for furthering health and self-creation. And I use this phrase self-creation instead of self-determination because self-determination has been claimed by power. It's come to mean state sovereignty, and once again, cycles our thoughts back to protecting and strengthening the state instead of taking for our basis self-creating individual human beings who are agreeing to congregate. But we can only create this society by becoming certain that we don't live authentic lives currently and that we deserve them. How do we reclaim our belief in our right to our own beauty, our self-creativeness, without that beauty, self-creativeness in our hands? This is a more intimate version of saying, if the mechanisms that exist for self-governance are not in our own hands, why should we be endorsing them? Means and ends are one when it comes to freedom. Discussions of this dilemma are happening all over the planet. But how can we broaden and accelerate them, commiserate with the threat that faces us? I think we have to see it, see self-creation, and we have to model it for each other and lean on our sources of power consciously for help. Because if we let power define us, we will forever be its servants and lost to ourselves. So we need quiet. We need to disconnect from the master's voice and tongue, which means we have to think and speak more consciously. Let our heart and courage guard the gate. Is that word worker tainted slavish? Then let's not use it, brothers and sisters. Let's listen to those who love us, not the ones who want to use us as fuel for furthering their fantasies. Listen to the earth that feeds our wholeness, not the broken souls who want to control us. A hold on minds is only broken from rethinking bottom up. And listen to our heart that beats in common. Feel the sadness and fear so we can move beyond it. Let each source flow into the others till your heart, filled with that knowledge, lifts up your brothers and sisters. I know the time will come when people will wonder at their own beauty, when each will be like a star to all the others. The earth will be peopled with free men and women, great in their freedom. The hearts of all will be open, and every heart will be innocent of envy and malice. Then life will be transformed into the great service of humanity, and humanity will have become something fine and exalted. For all things are attainable to those who are free. Then people will live in truth and freedom for the sake of beauty. And the best people will be accounted those whose hearts are most capable of embracing the world and of loving it. Those who are most free, for in them lies the greatest beauty. They will be great people those of the new life. And for the sake of that life, I am willing to do anything at all.